It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life. Let's you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take a chance. You know you can't take a fucking chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. You can't fake that shit. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Whoa, 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 whoa. Like the heartaches, when you know you must face them alone. And don't just like it, but love it. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up. Kiss that good life. Goodbye. Welcome everybody to the Cyber Monday cast.
If I could just chime in here, hi. It's important to note this won't go up until Digital Tuesday. So I just want to clarify for everybody at home who might be confused by the timeline.
Yeah, because we filmed this on Sunday and we uploaded it on Tuesday. So really Monday is, where's Monday?
Cyber Monday, you should be shopping. The day for consuming media is Digital Tuesday, so that's why we're going to put this up on Digital Tuesday. It's just our release pattern, so we're not doing any time tricks. Just want to let everybody know that.
Welcome everybody to the Digital Tuesday podcast.
Oh! Theme song. And we're back. Thank you for that. This week's theme song was
The Good Life by Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett by The Good Life. You could say it either way. Isn't there a band called The Good Life?
There is a band.
Yeah.
There was a band. I don't think there's still a band.
I don't think they are. What's Jimmy Eat World doing?
Still bleeding.
What?
I don't know.
What is that? What did that even mean?
That was their album. It was Bleed American.
Oh, really?
But then 9/11 happened and they changed the title.
Oh, really?
Just to Jimmy Eat World.
Seriously? That happened?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
I remember being outside a Tower Records when that was still around in the early 2000s and seeing a poster for the new POD album. And the poster said Satellite coming and it. Giant date 9/11/2001, and it's so funny because I thought that's going to be the biggest thing that comes out that day. Someone else had something in mind.
Hey Kevin.
Yeah.
What if Trump liked to fuck?
I don't know.
Sean, what if Trump liked to fuck?
I think he does.
What if Trump liked to fuck? What if Trump liked to fuck? What if he liked to fuck?
What if he did?
What would you even do about it? What would you do if Trump liked to fuck? What
Personally,
would you even do?
I don't think I would do anything about
What
it.
Would you even do if Trump liked to fuck?
I don't know.
What if Trump wanted to fuck? What would you do?
I don't know.
I think it'd be pretty cool. I think it'd be pretty inspiring to the little man. I think the little man would get inspired if Trump liked to fuck.
Trump want, what would you even do if Trump wanted to fuck Rocco and Trump wanted to go get some ladies? What would you do?
I honestly don't.
Trump wanted to get some ladies, put them in the limousine. Trump wanted to drive ladies around in the limousine. Hey, ladies, we ain't getting ice cream tonight. And then those two ladies are probably thinking to themselves, what if Trump liked to fuck? Hey, Sally, what if Trump liked to fuck? I don't know. It'd be inspiring to the little man. Little man would get inspired. What if Trump and the Miz wanted to go fuck? Trump and the Miz on the fuck prowl. I don't know. Think about it.
Okay.
Welcome. This week, we have had our share of cyber joys and cyber passions. Take two. This has been a very special event. This past Friday was Black Friday. We all spent our Gray Thursday, not with our families, but just kind of by ourselves getting ready for what was going to transpire. And then it happened that night on the eve of Black Friday. Everyone showed up in droves in a virtual space, and they descended upon our website as soon as Black Friday hit. We had a cascade of new items, and in minutes, they were gone.
It was crazy.
It was nuts.
It was sad, honestly. I think we let everybody down.
Yeah.
We were a cyber disappointment. Virtual disappointment. So we're sorry to everybody who had to experience that, but we tried to make it right. We put up a bunch of pre-orders.
Yeah.
For some of these items on our shop.mega64.com digital page. It is a digital page. We've moved on. We're not doing analog pages. So anyway, so we tried to make it happen. Hopefully people are okay with that. But in the meantime, just go, you know, calm yourself down. Go to your local McDonald's and pick up a Gigabyte burger or maybe some digital fries.
A Gigaburger. Mega 64, more doorbusters than Lane Bryant.
Yep.
That's right. It's true.
Did you guys see any good fight videos this year?
I didn't see a single fight video. Not one.
Did you look?
I did. And I didn't find any. Did you see some?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, all over the
place. There's
some good ones. For what? What are they going
for? There's two guys that are arguing over, that are like wrestling over some kind of gardening equipment or something.
Ooh, I don't know. Gardening shears.
I don't know what it was. It was a big,
leaf blower.
It was a giant tall cardboard box.
Gonna dig a hole.
And whatever it was, they were two guys that were like wrestling each other over it. They both were, had the box, and they were like hitting each other and trying to get it away from the other person. And then the store manager showed up and said, hey guys, excuse me for a second, can you put that down? And they both put it down, and he said, okay, neither of you get it, and he gave it to the next person.
Oh, so that was perfect. That guy's a hero.
Yep.
And then there was another one. Somebody got decked on an escalator.
Whoa.
But that's all I can remember.
You know, everyone just did it online. No one went out to the stores. That ceremony, Black Friday's over.
Wow.
I think it's over.
He does.
Not for us.
He does.
Online is where it's at. No one wants to go out at midnight.
That manager was risking his life. You never get in between two dogs fighting. That's how you get bit.
That's true.
They should have bit him. They should have collaborated and kicked that manager's ass.
Did you guys get anything for Black Friday? Did you go buy something?
Yes.
What'd you get?
Well, digitally, I got a bigger, like a 200 gig card for my Switch.
Okay.
Sexy.
Shadow of War on the Mordor game. They should not have called it that.
Yeah.
It should have been something of
Mordor. Absolutely.
Like Trials of Mordor, or Battle of Mordor, whatever.
War of Mordor.
Jury Duty of Mordor.
Yeah.
But anyway, so because I have to explain what it is anytime I say the name of it. But anyway, already Amazon is late in delivering that. So another great holiday season from Amazon. Last year, they got a lot. Like almost everything I ordered was significantly late.
He's being polite. Holidays are ruined.
Yeah.
Amazon fucked Christmas.
They did last year. I know tons of people. Did that happen to you?
No.
No.
They were late on almost everything I ordered last year.
Got to plan ahead.
Well, anything game related.
Got to prioritize.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you go to any stores though?
So what happened this year was Now all these stores open Thanksgiving evening.
Right.
But, and so what they would do is they would, okay, yeah, we opened that early, but they would stay open all night into Black Friday. So it's like all they did was kind of like open for Black Friday way, 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 way earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was how it's been the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
Now they do this thing. Now it's evolved. Like every year it changes a little bit more. And now this year they opened at 6, but they closed that night. So like at midnight, they all closed and they just opened at regular time on Friday.
Whoa.
So when the fuck is Black Friday now?
I don't know.
What? I don't understand what they're doing at this point.
Yeah.
Why don't they just open early on Friday and,
I don't know. It's confusing.
The only store, there's one store that committed and stayed open the entire time.
Who?
Toys R Us.
Toys R Us is dope.
Yeah.
So kudos to Toys R Us.
One word for Toys R Us, dopeness.
I inadvertently, I had to go shopping and I went, I'll go to Costco, not thinking it was Black Friday. I went right when it opened and I was like, I parked and I was like, dumbassery. Oh, fuck. Yeah, this is going to be a disaster. It was not. At all. I have never seen it emptier in Costco.
Oh, really?
In my life. I was able to walk to the checkout stand and they just took me. Oh, there's no line at Costco, really? Which has never happened before in my life. So it was great. I had a great Black Friday.
I would have guessed it would be crowded because people are just stupid and they think, oh, it's Black Friday. They're going to have deals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that happens at I always hear about that happening at the Apple store. Like
Apple never had
deals. It's crazy on Black Friday, and it's like this shit is the same price.
Yeah, same price as always.
But anyway, yeah. So Toys R Us, you guys got it going on. Got some cheap games. I got a cheap copy of Persona.
Hell yeah!
I got a really cheap copy of Disneyland Adventures for Xbox One in 4K HDR. Yeah. It will be the clearest you ever see the park.
What is that? Is that a game?
It's the shit.
Disneyland.
Yeah. It's the shit.
But you do that all the time. Is it?
But I don't, now I don't.
Is it that Kinect game?
Yep, it's that Kinect game re-released for the Xbox
One. Yeah, they made it with regular controls though.
You're making it sound dumb, but it's actually really cool.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm on the same page. Now it's enjoyable in a cyberspace. Because sometimes what happens at Disneyland is they get the people who don't, like, they don't, people aren't doing the vaccines anymore, so they get like smallpox or whatever that was.
Measles, what broke out mumps?
I don't have
whooping cough.
But now you don't have to worry about that because it's cyber.
Cool.
Legionnaire's disease.
Yeah, that was the one. That was the new one. Soon they'll have them all.
Legionnaire's disease.
But anyway, so I picked that up. I got a badass case for my Switch.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
It was good.
Cool.
What about you? Did you get anything?
Me, I got, well, for the office, I got a Keurig machine.
Hell yeah.
Because that was like, I was like $60 off.
Damn.
So now we have coffee.
Is it app controlled?
No. Do they have that?
Oh, you fucked up.
I tried to be nice and got
dumbassery.
Sorry. I was trying to be nice with the office. Okay. Well, that's all I got. What was that?
I got, I went to Toys R Us with you and I saw that they had, it wasn't even a Black Friday sale. It was Captain Toad for the Wii U that, treasure tracker for $13.
Whoa.
And it came with the amiibo and everything. And the amiibo festival was $6. So
with an amiibo.
With two amiibos.
Son of a bitch.
Two. So I was just like, $6. Why not? For that price, that's that's not even a burr.
They
like,
have Animal Crossing amiibos there, and the deal was buy one, get three free.
Yep. Wow.
Have
you ever clear seen
that
out.
Deal?
No, but you know
that
what?
That sounds like we're just getting like
every store I go into. They have like a billion of the Animal Crossing amiibos. Yeah. I think they made too many of those.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think those sold. You know, it's funny because Animal Crossing is big, but I don't think it drives like collectability like Zelda would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when a rare Zelda one comes out, it's like, ooh, where is that? But Animal Crossing, but I mean that's like, not the same thing.
What games do you use those amiibos for anyway? Because there's no Animal Crossing that uses them other than the weird little things they've released.
Yeah.
There's no full-fledged Animal Crossing to use those for. Yeah. So why get them? I forgot about
silence. Sorry, we got rats in the warehouse.
But yeah, there are. But with Zelda though, like those, that's an action figure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like not that the Animal Cross. I think they could make. I think they could do the Animal Crossing ones, but probably just in smaller amounts. I think they thought they would sell out.
Mm.
But anyway, they're giving those away faster than Disney Infinity. They still have those.
Disney Infinity, really?
They had a full aisle of them.
That sucks.
Those ended a year ago.
And didn't the Lego one just die?
Lego Dimensions?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Probably.
That just died.
Everyone tried to be Skylanders, and then they couldn't do it.
Is Skylanders still going?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Hmm. Probably.
Is Skylanders still going? Email us. Send us a digital email at podcast@mega64.com and let us know.
Yeah.
So we don't have to look it up.
Mm. Thank you.
Anyway.
I'm going to go into character now.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah, I'm in character.
This is Derek in character for the first time tonight.
Hey, everybody, in case anything happens and he says something that you don't like or is not...
Not possible.
Not reflective of us.
I'm so friendly.
He's in character.
Uh-huh. I would never say something nobody likes.
I'm just giving a disclaimer
likes.
Because, you know, people might not know if it's you or the character.
So. I'm like a friendly grandma. Nobody's more friendly than me.
Yeah.
I wash your bum for you because I care about cleanliness. I'll wash your bum for you.
Thank you.
Do you ever do that?
Wash my bum?
Yeah.
In the shower.
Okay.
You gotta clean up.
Some people, when you mention washing bums, they never heard of it before because they don't do it very much. Not pointing any fingers, though.
just a thumb.
Anyway, did you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I did a lot of things. I went to 4 different households for 4 different Thanksgivings. So I was all over.
Jesus.
I know. It was a lot. You know what's interesting? There was a Charger game during Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I was at an event with all of my uncles, all of my cousins, and no one gave a shit. Which, if last year, if that would have happened, everyone would have been glued to the TV. And this year, everyone was like out. We were like released. We were free.
That was on at, I went to my family's house.
Yeah.
And that was on, and everyone was hoping they would lose because everyone hates them.
Isn't that crazy?
And there were people among my family that worked for them. Like, they worked with the San Diego Chargers, and they're like, fuck them.
I was just like, just looking at it, I was like, man, they really just like fucked over this city, and now we just don't care. It's been, I mean, how quick it's been.
Yeah.
That well, us here just was, did not care.
Here's the ultimate test that I knew nobody cared, too, is that everyone was in there, and I just, towards the end of the game, changed it to The Godfather, and no one minded.
That shows a lot.
But that might be a testament to The Godfather. That's a good movie. So
yeah, that's true.
But anyway, who had the best out of all the families? Who had the best food?
Oh,
be honest.
I would say my grandma's. My grandma's had the best.
What did she make?
I don't know. Was this like a turkey?
Wow, ham? Must have been good.
Stuffing. It was good. Potatoes. You got it all. We had it all there. It was great. Everyone brought something, like a potluck, and I didn't want to make anything, so I brought chips and salsa, like a traditional Thanksgiving feast.
Chips and salsa.
I will say that went first, so you know, it doesn't matter what time of year, people like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my family made the traditional turkey, but like everyone's tired of, like they are tired of turkey. Everyone expects it,
yeah,
but they're tired of it, so it's like they made that, but they also made like carnitas
and
other stuff, and all that went the quickest.
That's right.
Maybe we're growing out of the turkey tradition.
So turkey,
although I've had every meal I've had since then has been leftover turkey.
I'm hearing carnitas. I'm hearing chips and salsa. I think Mexico's taking over Thanksgiving.
Possibly.
I did see Coco over the weekend too.
I did too.
So maybe it's true.
You saw it?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I loved it. I was wrecked by it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
You see too?
No, I haven't. I'm dying to see it though.
I saw it.
Fascinating.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I was a wreck over it as well.
Yeah.
But hey, Jesus fucking Christ. The movie started 40 minutes after.
Yeah. So 40,
literally 40 minutes.
There were 20 minutes of trailers.
And then that 20-minute Frozen disaster.
Yeah, it was 21 minutes long. The Frozen short is 21 minutes long.
That was so fucked up.
Yeah.
I did not... Fuck you. I don't want to sit through that. Like, that was...
If you're going through to that movie, show up a half an hour late.
Literally.
And that's not a joke.
Yeah.
I don't even think... Honestly, I didn't even think the Frozen short was bad. Like, as a Frozen thing.
Yeah, I didn't care.
But it was totally inappropriate.
I didn't pay to see that.
Yeah.
That wasn't what I was fucking there for.
Yeah, I mean, it's nearly half an hour.
Right.
It was not appropriate to do that.
I took the little kids, so the five-year-old and three-year-old, and by the Frozen, when that was over, they were ready to go, because it's been there for 40 minutes, and it's like, okay, we got to sit through, I mean, sorry, we're already out of the snacks.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But I will say this, something I didn't hear, I heard a lot of people online already talking about that prior to it coming out, so I kind of knew what I was in for.
Yeah.
But... one thing I didn't hear about at all that I thought was equally stupid, and maybe I don't know if this was every theater or just mine, but after the Frozen thing, I'm like, cool, the movie's going to start now. And there was some like behind the scenes featurette. Did you get this?
On what? The Frozen thing?
On the movie.
Before the movie started.
After the Frozen thing.
Yes.
But before Coco started.
Yes.
It was... Hey guys, we're the producers of Coco. Here's, check it out.
Look at this shot.
Look at all the layers that go into a regular shot of the movie Coco. I don't want to fucking see behind the scenes. I haven't watched the movie.
That is the classic thing of showing me behind the scenes before you show me the movie.
What was that?
I don't know. I really felt like they were so unsure of this movie making money that they had to show up everything in front of it.
Yeah.
Trying to get people in theaters. But it was a great fucking movie. So what are we doing?
I don't know what happened. That was really weird.
It was really weird.
I thought that was worse than the first. I mean, granted, the behind the scenes thing was much shorter.
Mm.
Yeah. But I thought that was a stupider
thing.
It
shows you the layers of animation.
In a scene you have not seen yet.
In a movie that you're there to see. What the fuck happened?
So anyway, everything around it was really bizarre, but the movie was great. So
the movie was fantastic. I thought the art style was great. The colors were beautiful. Like it was visually stunning.
Yeah, it was, it was such a great original story. I always see Pixar shit. Like I enjoy Pixar stuff.
Me too.
I really wish they were just doing originals. I don't care about Incredibles 2. I don't want another Toy Story. I really wish they would just keep doing those. They're so cute. Like they're such great little movies. Like, I don't know, even Inside Out, like, wasn't my favorite of theirs, but it was still like so engaging and fun. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
I really feel like if you're going to see a kids movie, you have a maximum of two trailers and that is it.
Yeah.
That's all you get.
Otherwise you're cruel.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like if I'm an adult, I'll rate a movie. Fine. Throw 1,000 trailers in there. I'm annoyed, but whatever. But fuck that. For kids' movies, you get two.
You know what we need? We need another like big reset. Because you know what happened? Is in the late 90s, trailers were getting to be like half an hour before the movie.
Right.
It was getting worse and worse and worse. And George Lucas stepped in.
Yeah.
And when Episode 1 was coming out, because Episode 1 was such a big movie that he had like all kinds of clout with how they played it.
Mm.
So he made this mandatory to like, okay, every theater has to have a minimum of this type of sound. And so there were theaters that didn't get the new Star Wars because they didn't have the right sound system.
Right.
So he made that mandatory, all these presentation guidelines. But one of the things was he could not, he told Fox, who was distributing it, you cannot show more than like 7 minutes of trailers or 6 minutes or something like that. And so if you remember, I don't know if you remember seeing that in theaters, but Fox played like a montage because they only had so much time. They played like, oh, Fox bringing you hit movies in 99 going into 2000. Like they played a montage, and I remember there was a really like a quick 30-second look at Fight Club and a 30-second look at some other movie. I don't remember what all the movies were, but Fight Club was in there because I remember laughing at like, what the hell is Fight Club? Like, who wants to go see that? But but he stepped in, and for a while there were minimal trailers, and now it's gotten out of hand again.
Hmm.
So you know what? We need
also
George Lucas.
The
back.
Frozen thing wasn't even like the full screen; it was like widescreen, but wasn't like theater widescreen,
right?
Because
different aspect ratio,
right? And I'm almost positive because they're gonna put this on the fucking Disney Channel for Christmas, and they just threw it on there. I just don't know why it was there. I just can't believe that I had to sit through that. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah. So. If you worked on that, let us know what you were thinking. Actually, I know one person that's watching this.
Yeah.
That I can almost guarantee worked on that.
The Frozen thing?
Yes. I'm not going to name names.
But here's the thing.
I know they're watching.
It was fine.
Yeah.
My kids fucking loved it, yeah. Which is the whole point.
Yep.
Right.
But it was show it on the Disney yeah. Channel. Yeah. Don't show me before I see a fucking movie.
When it was over, did they think the movie was over, like, time to go?
Yes. Because why would
when
you
it
not?
Ended, yeah. When it ended, again, like, I didn't hate it, but when it ended, I actually had this thought of, ugh, now I got to sit through a whole movie after this. And yeah. It's like, what? This is what I paid to
because
see.
Because you've been sitting there for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Already. Like, that's ridiculous.
But then once it started, it was good.
When's the last time you've seen a movie with no trailers? Because it's weird when that happens.
I don't know if I ever
It's happened to me twice. They did it for The Hateful Eight that thing.
Oh.
No trailers, and it was weird. Sitting down, and at the time, the thing comes up, and it's like Overture. And it's like starting, no trailer. And Your Name didn't have any trailers.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as we sat down,
boom. Here's the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird, yeah.
Oh, by the way, Kevin, we just lost a bet.
Good.
I don't know. Actually,
Sean Connery
we put
died.
Money on it.
I don't think we did. What is it? Oh, fuck! We did.
We had a secret bet.
Shit
about Sean.
Yes. The bet was that Sean was not going to use his movie pass till Star Wars came out.
Sean, for days, was on pins and needles that his movie pass would
messaging
show up.
Him every single day.
Yeah.
And we had a bet. We were like, he is not going to use it until Star Wars.
Yep.
That guy. It's hard for him to go out to movies.
It's true.
He's always talking about he doesn't have time for movies.
Yeah.
He's not going to go for months. We made this bet a long time ago.
I was like, Star Wars, that's going to be the one.
Yep.
That's
mid-December. The first time.
Yep.
And I used it.
You did.
Fuckers.
Weeks later.
Damn.
I used it.
Damn.
And it was easy and great.
Yeah. It's super awesome.
So anyway. Yeah.
What's the next Pixar shit? Incredibles 2.
Incredibles 2, but after that,
what's after that?
Newt.
No. Yeah, what's Newt coming
out? I honestly didn't even see much about Coco. I only knew about it because where we had game days, they were like the Coco, whatever.
Yeah.
Didn't really see any trailers. I was kind of watching blind, and I was floored.
I can't wait to see it.
I don't know. It was really good. Go see it.
Yeah.
But what's their next original movie?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I heard about Coco for
They announced a bunch of them, and it's probably been announced, but
I remember hearing about Inside Out and Coco, like,
They announced, like, their, like, batch of, like, five movies in advance. And then the release
I only know about Incredibles.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on their Wikipedia page or something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyway. There was a trailer before the movie for a new animated movie, and man, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Littlefoot.
Oh,
did you
I
see
saw
the trailer
that.
For that?
Sure did.
What if Bigfoot had Littlefoot?
What if Bigfoot thought we were the monster?
Did you see all the trailers I saw legitimately wanted to say the word fuck?
Yeah.
And they just kept getting around it.
There were
and
like
it was
10
really
trailers.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened? We just got plucked. All right. That was kind of weird. I don't give a pluck. Okay. Like, it just kept happening.
And then there was, like, some gnome shitty movie with the gnomes.
Yes.
And what did he say in that?
I forget.
Oh, shut
the fuck up.
No. What did he say? It was another F word out.
Yeah. Oh no. He heard himself. He said, fertilizer or something.
Yeah.
It was gonna be called
what
fuck.
The fertilizer?
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah. It was.
Funny.
Jesus Christ.
Just say it.
That was every trailer.
Hey, just say fucked if you
just
gonna say
it.
Like, who's going to be the first to drop fuck in a kid's movie?
When I was a kid,
because it'll be a box office hit.
When I was a kid, shit was fine in kids' movies. The word shit.
Yeah.
There were so many movies that I saw as a kid, like, they were PG.
Because shit was a comedic word.
Yeah. You also could see a butt in a PG movie.
Yep.
Remember that.
That still happens now and then.
A butt?
Yeah.
In a PG movie?
Boss Baby had a fucking butt in it.
That's a baby. I'm saying like a live action butt.
Real butt.
Yeah,
bare ass.
I feel like that just happened.
I'll make a kid's movie for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you show your butt?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Will you wash it?
No.
All right.
That's not going to be PG.
Dirty booty.
I'll
give you a little sample right now.
Okay.
Okay.
They did that in the gnome trailer. He was wearing a mankini.
He literally did that.
They did that exact thing. Exactly that.
Yeah, you're gonna have to outdo what they did in the gnome trailer. Otherwise.
Fuck.
That did
Fuck.
It.
Fuck, that was
that,
it.
At least we got
that,
it.
That's better than the, yeah.
Phew, I was worried we weren't gonna be able to talk about it.
Little
anyway.
Sample.
what's that movie that's out now that's like Wonder?
Wonder.
What is that? I kept thinking it was Wonder Woman. Like it was back on the...
I have no idea. It's a kid with an astronaut helmet, though. That's all.
Oh. Kid goes to space?
I've only seen the trailer. Not the trailer, the only poster.
So. Kid gets lost in space or some shit?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, whatever. What's left this year? I'm going to see the Spielberg movie that... What is it called? I can't remember. Oh. There's a new Spielberg movie.
Ready Player One?
No, the one before that. What did we were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah, it's got David Cross and Bob Odenkirk in it.
What the fuck? What?
Yeah.
What is this?
Spielberg movie about journalism. I can't remember the name.
Paper. No, that came out a long time ago.
Huh. I don't remember, but I want to see that. Star Wars. I can't really think of anything else. Oh, no. P.T. Anderson's new movie is coming out.
Is it?
Phantom Thread. Yeah.
Jeez, I know nothing about
it. Never heard of
it. I was thinking about, it was like, Coco, I think, was my favorite movie of the year.
Yeah.
Can't think of any other movie I saw this year, though. So maybe that's why.
Mine's Star Wars because it's Star Wars.
Mm.
Yep. My favorite movie is still Get Out. That came out That came out right at the beginning, and that was my favorite.
Mm.
Grandma, do you have a favorite this year?
No. But I saw Coco.
You did. What'd you think?
It's wonderful. It's about grandmas.
It's true.
It's all about the magic of grandmas. And that's just a wonderful message.
Kind of is if you think about it.
Yeah. It's great. I'm glad you liked it.
Grandmas and music kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pixar needs to try harder next time, though.
Okay. Why?
More grandmas?
Nah. They're just spinning the wheels, out of ideas, clearly. You ever feel that way about Pixar?
Well, I do, but not with this movie.
Oh. I guess I'm just more intelligent.
Probably.
It's all right. What are you going to do?
Be dumb. Anyway, did you guys play anything this week?
I played more Mario.
Me too. I'm liking it a lot.
But that's, we talked about Mario
for
a while. I was thinking Skyrim on the Switch, but I don't know if I should get into it. I feel like once you get in, you're in.
I think you'll beat that quick, no problem.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 hours max.
Yeah. I was playing, I streamed some of it. It was Battlefront. I played Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
Live on a stream. That campaign, I'm almost done with it, has probably the stupidest story I've ever experienced.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm having a lot of fun playing it. Like the different set piece, or you know what I mean? Like level to level or whatever is fun because it's constantly having me do something different. And so I'm enjoying playing it, but the characters, the story, everything is super stupid. And occasionally they have you play like a major character from Star Wars. Like for some reason, they'll divert from the main character for no reason and go to like, oh, now you're Han Solo. Oh, you're going to play as Han Solo. But it's like these one-off little dumb stories like, oh, Han Solo's hanging out at this bar and he's got a beard and he needs help from this guy who sounds like he's got Seth Green's voice.
Okay.
And this guy that's following Han Solo around is going, hey, Han, over here, Han. It's like, what is this? Like, I don't, but anyway, I've had fun gameplay wise, like just like playing through it, but it really is like the worst written thing I've ever seen. And, as a full package, like the multiplayer and all that stuff, it is so much more convoluted than it was before and not really like clear on what to do or how to evolve your character and all that. That it's like the overall package is worse than the last one. And I just can't understand how they...
When they had a slam dunk, they had like a slam dunk of Star Wars, like...
Yeah.
And Battlefront, which is a popular game that everyone wanted to come back.
Yeah.
And you how do you fuck this up so hard?
I don't
know. They really just fucked it up. So I don't know.
Yeah, overall, I like can't really recommend it. Like, maybe when it's super cheap a year from now. And, like,
yeah, I was honestly waiting to see what you thought of it when you came back.
Yeah, like, it's just like not, I don't know. It's like an unappealing, the whole thing is just weird.
Oh, whoa.
I've ended the bit.
Well, you, that was you?
That was me the whole time.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
I was trying, Jesus. You know, I was trying to do something avant-garde.
Yeah.
Wait.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
You said, but you said you were in character.
It was like a character.
I just don't know when that part stopped and if it's still going or not.
It was like a character within a character.
Wow.
Oh.
Some people out there loved it. Some people out there hated it.
Okay.
That's Derek Acosta for you.
I can't tell you.
Which is what you get.
I don't know where I stood with that, honestly.
Ladies and gentlemen,
did you not like Coco, though?
You want my real opinion on it?
Yeah.
Bit's over now. I think you guys complained a lot about a lot of stuff in Coco.
Well, not in what?
The trailers beforehand and all that stuff didn't bother me whatsoever.
Okay.
Coco was really good, but...
Yeah.
A little bit predictable.
Oh, really?
A little bit predictable. And I think that... If you've seen a lot of Pixar movies,
yeah,
you know exactly where Coco is going to go.
Oh, because I've seen all of them, and I didn't see it coming. Really? Maybe I wasn't trying to figure it out or something, but I didn't. I was surprised by it.
Yeah, you know, I'm watching Coco, wondering like, I don't want to say too much about it. It just came out. I'll let people see it for themselves. Maybe if you see it for yourself, you tell me. Is it predictable compared to other Pixar movies or not?
Okay. All right.
What was the last one that you saw in theaters? Like, you didn't see like Cars 3.
No, I didn't see Cars 3.
I didn't see that one.
Keep naming them.
Inside Out.
No, I didn't see Inside Out.
I can't think before that.
I didn't see that one either.
Monsters University?
Did not see that one.
That was, you know what? Surprisingly good.
Yeah, that was one that I, when they announced, was like, ugh, what?
Yeah, I was the same way.
That was like a fun movie. That was a really, like, witty movie.
I have equated that movie a lot of times to the Star Wars prequels, and that's how you do a prequel, and Star Wars couldn't figure it
everything's
out.
Everything's wrong. Yeah, we already talked about it. Everything's wrong.
I really did love Coco. I thought it was a good movie, but
yeah.
Man, how can I say this?
Yeah.
Without
giving I think I know what you're saying. Yeah. I think I know what you're saying.
It gave me Up vibes. It gave me Toy Story 2 vibes.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. But
know what I mean.
Okay.
I feel like there is... It gave me Toy Story 3 vibes, even. I feel like there is a mechanism, a storytelling mechanism that Pixar relies on so much, it's gotten to the point where you see it coming a mile away. That's all I'm going to say. But it was a good movie. I really liked it.
Yeah. I could see... I mean, there might be things that I worked out as I was watching it, but I think with... shit like that with Pixar, I think maybe I give them more of an allowance. You know what I mean? Because I always feel like I go into those kind of with a attitude of like, this is kind of more of a family thing. And do you know what I mean? Like, I guess I'm kind of forgiving of them a little bit because I always feel like it's almost like not for me. But they, I don't know. I think they're good at making stuff for everybody.
Well, they are. And you know,
You know, and that may be an excuse, but that, I think that's just kind of my attitude that I have.
I have a theory about Anna and Elsa's holiday tradition short.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beforehand, why it was so long and why it was in there to begin with.
Right.
I think that, Sean, maybe you're onto something, that they were afraid that Coco was going to be unaccepted by their audiences.
I think so.
Yeah.
That maybe they were worried, like, oh, a movie all about, like, Mexican tradition maybe isn't gonna hit home with the regular Disney audience,
right?
Yeah.
So I think they tried to compensate that by giving you a Frozen short that was really long, all about how it's okay to let other people have their traditions and to celebrate all traditions.
True. Oh wow, yeah, you're right.
I think that Disney was doing some subliminal stuff to their audiences, and. Yeah, I mean, I didn't love the short, but I was watching it thinking, like, this is interesting that, you know, this is the route they're going. Because typically, the Pixar shorts before the movie are experimental and really good.
Which I like, yeah.
And I thought this one, you know, what I was just thinking, like, what is the purpose of this when I was watching it? And then I figured, like, well, maybe it was to soften people up. Even though at that point you're already sitting in the theater, you've already bought the ticket for Coco.
Yeah.
They're probably still thinking like there's going to be somebody
there. It's
still
a selling point.
Who was dragged to it, who's not, they're going to shit all over it. And then it's like maybe this will, you know, show them It's okay to like Coco.
I'll take it a step further in describing that Frozen short. I'm going to say it. We're all thinking it. It was white as fuck.
Yeah.
Again, I agree with you, and I think it's because Coco was brown as fuck.
Yeah. Mm. No, that's we're on the same page.
You know, you scale tips this way, you got to put some on this side, balance it out.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I was honestly concerned just because when I heard about the Coco concept, like what it was about, just in that vein, I thought... White people have kind of absorbed this Dia de los Muertos thing and just do a bunch of uninteresting shit with it. So I thought, I don't know if that movie's going to be any good. It didn't look that interesting to me, but man, they couldn't have killed it better. I mean, in a good way. I mean, But I think we figured it out.
Killed it in a bad way.
No, I thought it was great. But I think we figured it out. I think we figured out why they did it. Cracked the code.
I really liked Coco. This is going to sound stupid, personal reason. I like seeing people, this is going to sound wrong, but people that looked like me in the movie.
That's absolutely not wrong.
But no, I just literally, there were characters and I was like, you know what? I could like be that. If I shave my beard and just put a mustache on, I could be that character so good.
I've never
had that experience watching a Disney movie before.
Yeah. And I think that's great. And you know, I mean, I'll never forget when Princess and the Frog came out.
Yeah.
And Emma was at preschool and all the girls met this one girl saying, "You're like Princess Tiana." And the girl was so excited. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and they never had a princess to be like a black person before. And like, she was like, felt special. Like, I can see that. Like, the theater, you know, was full of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was really cool.
Okay. Now I'm going to fire back on that same logic here.
Yeah.
Because there's something I'm not happy about.
What's that?
How come when I see Star Wars, they got one fat guy and his fucking X-Wing gets shot in 2 seconds.
It's a bummer. It's a bummer.
What about me?
Well, you have Wall-E.
Fuck you.
You got the captain? You got so many characters to choose from.
Fuck you.
If you're just going for bigger characters.
God, you offended me so bad.
You also have, I'm just going to throw this out here and you're not going to like it, Paul Blart.
God damn.
Action hero.
Got ya.
Paul Blart kicks fucking ass.
Wait, what's the joke?
And he's a heavy dude.
What's the joke? I love him.
I love
exactly.
Paul Blart.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. No, that's fine. I feel good now.
Good.
Anyway.
Yeah, I've been playing Battlefield 2 as well.
Battlefront 2. Hey, Derek, I think you
always make that mistake.
I think you do.
Yeah.
You may want to do some training exercises tonight. Just say it in front of a mirror.
I really like Battlefront 2. Despite all the controversy, it's really fun. But...
Yeah, gameplay-wise, I'm having fun.
You guys played it at all?
No.
No? You haven't played it? I don't know. You're not really into that, are you?
I was. The original version of Battlefront, yes. But then I wasn't really into the last one.
Really? Why?
I was terrible at it, and then the single player was like 4 levels, and I was over that.
Yeah, well, there was really almost like no single player last time.
Yeah, so that kind of was disappointing to me.
But let me just say, over the course of a year, it had a billion new levels and modes and a VR mode. So the original Battlefront became awesome.
And I did play the VR mode. Yeah. I did that.
I think that despite how fun it is, and I've been playing it, and I'm really loving the Starfighter battle mode on it. Like, that's pretty much all I've been playing. My only complaint about it is it leaves me wanting more, which I don't know. Like, I've really been thinking about this all week. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? The fact that, like, I really like it and I'm just fantasizing about how it could be so much better. For example, I played the original Battlefront 2 a lot on like Xbox.
Yes.
I think it was original Xbox, right? And when those ones came out?
PS2, I think. Yeah
PS2, the, Xbox.
That era. In that era, you could do Starfighter battles, like dogfighting. But it would start with you on a Star Destroyer. You'd be on your home ship, and then you could go hop into a vehicle, and then you could fly around, and you kind of had this option where you could do dogfighting in space, or you could land your ship on the enemy ship and get out and go back to regular combat and kill those guys. And there were tasks that you could do on your enemy's ship by like breaking into their control rooms and destroying all that stuff. And I feel like we've come so far since then. Here we are like 10 years later, and that whole, you don't have that kind of gameplay anymore.
Yeah.
It's been reduced. Now the Starfighter battles are just straight up, it's a dogfight, and you don't have the option to get on or off of your ship.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, am I just pining for a game that isn't around anymore? Or is it a legitimate gripe? Like, should they be pushing the envelope and including more than what is expected? I feel like as good as Battlefront 2 is, it doesn't really change the landscape of these kind of games. It's just more of what you already like. And I kind of always say this with video games, but I'm waiting for the new generation of video games to introduce new stuff. Battlefront 2 looks awesome. The graphics are great and it's really fun, but it's not really treading any new ground. And and that's my only complaint with it.
Yeah. Have you played, what have you played? Are you just playing around multiplayer? Have you played the single player campaign?
I played the single player campaign for a little bit.
Okay. Because I was going to say, one thing that I actually liked about the single player campaign was I did feel like it did have a little bit, a degree of, I know it's not exactly what you're talking about, but a degree of like, okay, I'm flying around in a TIE fighter. Okay, it landed. Now I'm getting out and I'm fighting these guys. Now I'm getting back in. I did like that it kind of like ping ponged me between stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's single player. I want like multiplayer. Well, like I really like
you're in control of that. Because this, it's like cinematic storyline shit.
Yeah.
So I know it's not the same.
Multiplayer, it gives you a whole different experience. And that experience is the same experience it's been for like almost 20 years now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Battlefront 2 10 years ago had a more in-depth multiplayer in that aspect than the new one today. And I just feel like, I don't know, guys.
Yeah, what are we doing?
You just came out with Battlefield a few years ago, the first one. This one isn't that different.
Battlefront.
Fuck. You just came out with Battlefront a few years ago. This one is not that different. It's different maps and it's updated a little bit, but the core game essentially is still the same.
Right.
They do have a single player now and that's cool, but you know, I'm looking for innovations from, you know, and maybe companies like EA aren't looking for innovations. Maybe they're looking,
didn't seem like it.
They want to play it safe. And you know, in that regard, like Rocco said, the leveling up system is kind of janky. It's a little bit like unenjoyable.
It's just murky.
Just a little bit unenjoyable. And the whole point of a game is to make it fun, and it feels kind of like a chore trying to level up at times. And it kind of feels like you're getting run through a scam a little bit.
Yeah.
It just seems so illogical and not natural to progressing in a video game.
Yeah. But again, maybe in a year this game will be super cheap and have all the good shit unlocked. You know, it's like, I don't know. That's maybe what we have to do with these Star Wars games. It's like, just wait. But it's just dumb. Like, yeah, what? I agree. They should. It should blow away anything that's come before in the past. But on that same note, one of the coolest things about the last one was the free big ass VR mission.
Yeah.
There's no VR anything in this game.
Yeah.
Like VR is done.
What's that? So?
VR is done. What's the new VR thing?
Skyrim just came out in VR. Like they're still developing shit. There's a Doom VR game that's separate from the main game. Mm-hmm. There's still shit coming out.
Well, Skyrim is a 7-year old game.
Sure, but they had to develop it
in VR.
Yeah,
but I just feel like, you know, and a few years ago I had all these expectations for VR, and I felt like it never kind of got to that point that I was expecting it to.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe VR is just a tough sell after all. I thought it'd be such an easy sell. I thought it'd be the evolution of games, and then it kind of ended up not.
But I will say, though, but even regardless, like, they're still selling, like, PSVR sold pretty good over Black Friday. Like, there's been deals on it, and a lot of people are buying it. Yeah. And the last Battlefront sold some copies when they put a free VR thing into it.
Right.
And I just feel like, I don't know, just put one new thing in it. Like, I don't know. That was such a great aspect of the last one.
I think the VR thing is also, like, it was great when we played at PAX for the first time,
mm-hmm.
because it was like a whole new experience, a whole new world. But when you are in that thing for hours at a time, you get like
sick.
You get sick. Sure. You kind of get like a headache. Like, having a 5-minute demo of it is fucking great.
I feel like they've never addressed that. They kind of like have stopped working on that problem. They've left it at,
yeah,
if you get sick, you get sick. If you don't get sick, then you don't get sick. That's kind of
what our VR
video
was about, though. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, there's no solution.
But
I was going to say, though, but that's what was great about the X-Wing thing in Battlefront is it wasn't that long. It was just long enough.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was just long enough to be really cool. And then you could play it again if you wanted to find more secret stuff.
Right.
You know, so I thought it was great. I don't know.
Like I said, I'm only doing Starfighter Battle. There's only like 4 maps. which again, I'm bummed out. Yeah. I'm like, this is so fun. Yeah. I'm really enjoying it. I'm actually loving it, but I want more. I'm hungry for more and I don't want to pay for DLC. I just, you know, that should already be in the game to begin with, I feel like. But, you know, so take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it.
I agree with somebody in the chat here. If Dead or Alive VR had come out to the US, we wouldn't be in this mess. VR would be flourishing. So there you have it. Anyway, I swear I played something else. Now I can't even think of it. I'm in the middle of so many games right now. I haven't finished South Park. I've been playing that.
I haven't finished Call of
Mario
Duty.
I finished. Oh, something that I did play over Thanksgiving because I had some downtime, you know, family, they're all talking. Maybe I'm off to myself for a minute. I played a lot of that 2D Metroid game on the 3DS, Metroid Samus Returns.
Right.
That game was so good.
Hell yeah.
Back.
Welcome back to the greatest podcast of all time, the Cyber Monday cast, also known as the Digital Tuesday.
Yeah, sorry podcast. We weren't cyber for a second there.
Yeah,
you know, but
we're cyber with you cyber. From this point on.
Did you guys ever cyber when you were in junior high or high school?
Cyber?
Yeah, that's short person. For cyber sex.
What'd you do?
I never did it.
Sean's the liar.
Yeah.
Not only did Sean do it, but he still does it.
My friends and I would go into chat rooms.
Yeah.
And cyber?
No, I try to
cyber?
Find people cybering to make fun of them and stuff like that.
You don't cyber in a chat room.
Well, we didn't know that. We were dumb kids.
That's like having sex in public.
Yeah.
I remember there was a girl in my English class that kept saying how, like, oh, yeah, have you ever tried cybering? And you're like, no. Oh, I love cybering. I, like, really love cybering. It's, nice. Like, one of my favorite things. Oh, yeah.
I'll cyber
like,
with...
She kept talking about it for hours, and it was like... Does she know what this is?
Maybe I'll cyber with one of you guys right now.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Hold on.
Cyber with Kevin.
Okay. Kevin, I'm going to send you some Facebook messages real quick.
Okay. And, cyber with him, and we'll get like a minute-to-minute update kind of on how it's going.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Hold on here.
All right. Cool.
Okay.
This is exactly what we should be doing on the Cybercast. This all adds up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you get it?
You got it.
All right.
Okay. How's it looking?
We're right now.
It's starting small.
Everybody, we're in.
Okay.
It says hey.
Is that what you do?
That's what you do.
Don't put that.
That's my friends and I would do.
Oh, Sean's the cyber expert.
Yeah.
But I already know that.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, question mark. Because I don't know. There we go.
Okay, Kevin said. Okay, ASL back.
Good.
Okay, they're getting it.
Okay, now things are just building up. Okay.
All right, first one to get, like, a chub loses. So do your best. Fight.
You know, thinking back now with ASL.
Yeah.
What is the LFV with anything? Who cares where
location?
You're at? I know what it means. Yeah, what the fuck does it matter?
That's a casual icebreaker. Oh,
fuck.
I don't know what that was.
He has a picture of my dick to Derek.
It's kind of like, where are you from, you know? People said, finish my story. What was my story?
South Park.
Cybering. Though, I think the girl that was talking about, I like to cyber all the
time. There wasn't anything else. Yeah, it was, she just kept saying that. And it was like, what? I don't know what she kept letting the whole class know. And it was like, people were like, and I think other people in the class didn't know what it was either. So they're all going, yeah, nice, cool. And I'm the one going, ew, like, what is this?
Yeah. You were on the internet before anyone else. You started cybering. Like, you started that whole fad, I think. That's you.
Yeah. I was, I got the, when did you first get the internet?
I had it.
I think I had it the earliest of anyone I know. I had it in 92.
Things are getting good over here.
Is it good? All right. Who's hard? Any updates? Kind of what's going on or anything you want to share?
All right.
Oh man, this is getting too hot for TV.
Jeez.
Okay.
Anything good? Any details you can share?
Yeah, read what we got. Let's
hold on. Nah, we're private conversation.
But yeah, I had the internet in 92. It looked like
92.
It looked like the NES. It was just like eight colors. And it was Prodigy internet, and I posted on, I remember there was a preview of Jurassic Park. where it was like, I remember reading info on like, you know, this book that Michael Crichton wrote about dinosaurs. Steven Spielberg is filming it right now.
Yeah.
You guys got to share something.
Yeah, I got enough.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, it'd be the, read it. What we got? Oh, still typing. Okay.
Let's see. He's still typing, but.
We'll never know. Well, did they show you the trailer? There's no way that would have worked.
No, no, there was no pictures.
Oh, I told you that. The trailer was I'm telling you.
What's that?
Kevin's feeling awkward, I could tell.
Yeah?
Okay.
I'm cybering with him.
Let's get real hot.
Start from the beginning. How's it going? Start from the beginning. Let me know.
Hold on.
Fuck.
They had a thing where you could ask questions to the kids that were in the movie.
Yeah.
And so I set all these fucked up questions. Just, you know, I was a kid, but I would send them questions just like, you know, did anybody eat heart on set, you know?
And did they answer you?
No, I never got a response.
Derek asked me if I wanted to fuck right now, and I went, nah.
Wait, let Sean read it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
let me read this. Right, I'm going to start the whole thing. Hey.
Start from the beginning. You Derek, have to say it. Okay.
Yes, Derek says, hey. Kevin responds, ASL? Question mark. Derek says, want to cyber? Kevin replies, you know it. Nice. Derek says, okay, I'll go first. Walks in room. Hey, what are you doing? Kevin responds, podcasting, winky face. Derek replies, starts unzipping pants. Kevin responds to a picture of my dick.
Oh, that's yours.
My pants. Derek responds, nice. Kevin responds, I got a hog you wouldn't believe. Derek.
You're good.
Derek responds, what? Walks over to bed and kicks pants all the way off. Then Derek also says, you want to fuck right now? Kevin responds, nah. Derek responds, okay, I'll start without you. And then starts to jack it. Derek also responds, get your friend Sean in here. And that's where we left off.
Oh, cliffhanger.
That's where we left off.
Is it going to happen?
Are we done?
I think we're done.
That's not cyber sex. That's cyber jerking off.
Yeah, that's a cyber tease.
Come on.
Man, what are you...
God. Let's go hard. You guys, I tried to really cyber with these guys, and they just took it as a joke.
Yeah. See, that's why they used to always happen to me.
I'm the only one with my pants day. Off.
Wait.
Jerking off.
In second. Sorry.
Okay. Guys, hold on.
Now I'm going to cyber with the pro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what do you got?
Well, he's asking for get your friend Sean in here, so I responded with, hey, this is Sean.
So anything could happen at this point. Yeah, if anybody could animate that, that would be great. You know, kind of get a visual.
Derek responds, Shaft throbs with delight. With Shaft throbs with delight. Okay, so.
Oh, man.
I respond with, you want to fuck? I shoot ropes. This is great. This is.
I feel kind of left out, to be honest.
You want to join in?
Get on this. Come on.
I don't know. I feel like I showed up late to the party or the orgy, whatever. Oh, man.
What do you say? Read it out to me.
I thought you'd never ask. And I kind of knew you'd shoot ropes, too. Get your friend Rocco in here.
Oh, here. There you go.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
oh, fuck yeah.
All right. Watch a pro. All right.
So Kevin is not into this, but right now in this cybering session, it's me, Derek, and Rocco.
Okay.
What do you got, Rocco? What do you got for him?
I'm going to bring something in the room.
Okay.
All right. Getting hot in here.
Whew. Yeah. It's fucking gnarly. What do you got?
I bring in whipped cream and a cat.
Fuck off. All right.
I got fingers. I'm just letting him know I got fingers.
Is that what you would say on...
That's well, yeah, up. You got to let him know.
That's fucked up, dude.
Well, I don't know. Okay, I'll just put... Hold on. Hard and... I'm hard and got that cooter fish.
Marco's not... He's not even reading my...
What are you,
replies?
Yeah, what are you saying?
This is Eddie group chat with Rocco. He completely ignores anything That's anybody true. Else says.
What do you think that is?
And then just blasts his own thoughts into the chat.
That's true. Or his own gifts.
He what? Said, hey, Rocco, nice pussy. Why don't you and Sean come over here and whistle in my ass? Lifts butt into air. So you can do that. You can do that part.
Me?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Don't mind us, everybody. This podcast is just taking a little.
We have sponsors.
We do. Yeah. Well, they're cyber. Yeah. You guys keep cybering. Yeah. I'll just let everybody know about our sponsors. I want to say shout out to our sponsors at SumoLounge.com. As you know, we're in cyberspace right now. They are just the most cyber company we've ever worked with.
Yeah.
And the thing about SumoLounge.com is they've got chairs that are just out of this world. They're definitely, there's no way they were made in the real world.
No.
They had to come from a cyberspace. So they are great. And hey, if you're going to cyber at home,
yeah,
sit on a sumo.
Cyber
while you
on
do
a
it.
Sumo.
All you can get anything done on that.
Kevin has some updates for you.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's go fuck on the sumo. So the sumo continues to whack it with his butt in the air.
Nice.
Nice. See?
See all the things
that's
you can
great.
Do with a sumo? That's
great.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
So go to sumolounge.com, you know, find a cybering buddy and go to sumolounge.com. Pick up a sumo chair today. They're high quality, high luxury.
Give it as a gift for
cyber,
Christmas.
High cyber sexually.
Threshold. Yep. Yeah. 100%.
So go to sumolounge.com. Also, shop.mega64.com.
Yeah.
As we said before, we had Black Friday deals. Some of the items that sold out that we felt bad about, we put them up for pre-order. That is going to end at the end of Cyber Monday.
Okay.
So if you're watching this on Digital Tuesday,
yeah.
It's over.
Oh, fuck.
But Cyber Monday is the end of it. So if you're watching this on Tuesday, you missed it.
Oh, no.
But everyone watching this on our live stream, get your pre-order in now because you've got like 24 hours.
Yeah. And then, you know, whenever those shirts and sweatshirts come in, we will send them your way. It will probably be early next year.
Oh,
January. But you will get them.
You'll get them, and you'll be fucking comfy and cool. What have we got?
Rocco and Sharon start making out. Well, hold on. Derek says, well, hold on, guys. Don't start without me. And Rocco starts to undress Sean, and Sean giggles.
Hell yeah.
So.
Nice.
Any responses or we cover it?
If you get a chance,
yeah.
Check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/mega64. And we're gonna have some bonus material there very soon. Some stuff we recorded that we're gonna share. I don't want to say it yet, but very soon there'll be some bonus content. A certain panel from a certain event that you won't be able to see anywhere else. So check that out. Probably by the time this goes up on YouTube, it'll be there. But anyway, a lot of people have been asking, has the next quarter's prizes,
right?
Gifts, whatever, have those come out yet? They have not. We've not shipped them yet because we're still waiting on some of the manufacturing on our plushes.
That was like a tall order to get it so fast. So they should be here soon.
Yes.
But
we've never worked with we've never manufactured something in China before.
Right.
It's a very weird experience for us, but it's been great. It's just taking a little longer than we thought. But so anytime now, day now, hopefully.
As soon as we get them, we'll send them out.
Yeah. So. And it'll be worth the wait. But anyway, so there'll be some more updates on that in the next couple days.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
And speaking of sending stuff out, Kevin and I have been working all weekend since Black Friday. Mm-hmm. Sending stuff out. So if you ordered, we're working on it as fast as we possibly can. Please be patient, though. It will come to you.
Yes.
And thank you.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's about it. So, yeah, any sex updates?
I think we should, yeah, end this on a, let's have a climax here. You guys got that going?
Yeah, I think you guys should finish the job.
Yeah, finish it.
Well, Derek said, oh, wait, I have to leave, and he gets up and leaves.
No, you got to go back.
Yeah.
Got to go back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Guys, let's make a Patreon bonus video.
Oh.
Gets Cameron and Phillips, Sean and Rocco making out while undressing each other.
Mm.
Damn, now that's worth a dollar.
Oh. Fuck yeah.
I think that's worth more than a dollar, if you ask me. Oh, while they're doing that,
yeah,
a couple last things. Did anybody see Justice League?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's that. I had a lot of people telling me to see the new Spider-Man.
Homecoming?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen.
Oh.
Because I almost used my movie pass like, hey, screw it. I'm going to go to Justice League. Hey, I got a movie pass. Screw it.
Yeah.
But then I saw Spider-Man and I thought, well, if I thought this was a piece of shit, there's no hope for Justice League, so I didn't bother.
Mm.
It was like a little kid stole Spider-Man's outfit and like played around for 2 hours.
Oh.
There's no origin story.
Well, that's good.
Which is good. I didn't want to see that.
We got that.
But at the same time, there kind of wasn't anything to explain away an origin story. Does that make sense? Like, it was kind of like really not... I don't know how to explain it. They didn't even give something that justified it not being there. Do you know what I mean? It was like, oh, wow, you really just have to know who he is. Okay.
But,
you know.
But I see...
I didn't need to see the spider getting all that shit.
Yeah.
So they were right to remove that.
They've done that so many times.
But it was also kind of like, why is he doing what he's doing still, too? I don't know.
Right.
But... Also, like, the Vulture is the main villain in it. He's using a bunch of, like, alien technology that he dug up. But I don't know if I missed why was that there. What did he dig up? I don't know if that's from another movie that they dug up all this alien stuff. I didn't understand that. But I didn't see Civil War, so that... Yeah, maybe I should have seen that.
Yeah.
I thought this was a standalone.
That's how they fucking get you, dude.
Yeah, I thought
you
this was a standalone Spider-Man
movie. You have to see all of them to know what's going on. And that's why people go see the third Thor, even though they thought the first two sucked.
Okay.
Because they feel like, well, I'm not going to know what's going to happen in the next Civil War. I'm not even going to know.
Okay, so that was my mistake. I'm not going to watch
that. I've sent 13 cyber messages and haven't even gotten one response.
Fuck,
so.
He's not even like typing. What is he saying?
You guys suck at cybering. I just want to point out these guys are bad.
What's the latest?
E-lovers.
No, this is the first time.
So
break.
Probably bad real-life lovers,
Kevin's
too.
Kevin's a fucking cyber pro.
They're so greedy with their love and not sensual or forthcoming at all.
Yeah.
I'm doing all the work.
Yeah.
Anyways, I wrapped it up.
Yeah. I just never felt like there was a moment...
Done.
In the movie where I thought Spider-Man's cool.
Mm.
Not once did I ever have that thought in a Spider-Man movie. I don't know. Maybe that's weird. I don't know. I feel like that's odd to not once ever think this guy's awesome. I don't know. That seems weird to me. Maybe I just didn't want like super bad with Spider-Man involved.
I don't.
What was the last superhero movie you enjoyed?
I don't know.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
He didn't like that.
The Dark Knight movies. Maybe.
Yeah, I guess Dark Knight.
I feel like there was one since then that I was like, hey, that wasn't that bad. I can't think of it, though. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy wasn't the worst.
Do you see
but
Logan?
I didn't love it. What?
You see Logan?
Yeah, Logan was... I mean, Logan was another X-Men movie. Like, I'm not going to mince words and act like it was art, but it wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah.
So, Logan was... It was what it was. So I guess that.
I don't think you're going to ever like another superhero.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
And if you will, it'll be a long time from now, I think.
Yeah, maybe not.
That's just not for me anymore. It used to be.
Yeah. But, I know we talk about that all the time. But I just thought, I don't know. I kind of liked everything that I was seeing from Spider-Man from afar. But yeah, I didn't. I don't know. I guess I have to watch like four other movies.
You do. And that's why you're never going to get it.
Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, just wanted to throw that in there.
Did you like Spider-Man 2?
when it came out, I loved it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's aged that great, but man, I loved it when it came out.
I loved X-Men 2.
What about Spider-Man 3?
No, fuck no.
No, I didn't like that.
There was a Spider-Man after that.
There were two.
There were two, yeah, the Amazing Spider-Man.
Amazing Spider-Man 1.
Did you like those?
Fuck no.
I didn't see those.
Yeah, so why'd you think you were going to like the new Spider-Man?
Because Disney's in charge of it, and they redid it, and I thought, maybe they care. Mm. Hmm.
I don't know. Yeah.
It was a lot of, like, Iron Man saving the day, too. You didn't expect Iron Man to show up. No, I didn't. I kind of was hoping Spider-Man would take care of this. But
yeah, they're all just adventure movies now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. But my brother is insistent I would love Civil War. But I don't know. I don't know.
All right, you going to read my cybers?
Yeah. Yeah, and then we're going to end it. So go ahead. Okay, give me high.
Oh, okay.
I'm cooling down real quick, Kev.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm getting soft.
Comes back in the room wearing a pink thong.
Wait, no, you can back it up.
Back it up to when you live?
Let's take it back to Gets Cameron Film Sean and Rocco making out while undressing each other.
Okay,
we'll
do that again. Okay, Gets Cameron Film Sean's making out while undressing each other. Damn, now that's worth a dollar. Oh, wait, I have to leave. Gets up and leaves.
Okay.
Comes back in the room wearing a pink thong. Just kidding, I'm back and hornier than ever.
Nice.
Sees Rocco and Sean have already squirted all over each other. Oh, man, I'm always late to the party, but I'll get mine next time.
And there's a winky face.
There is a winky face. I missed the winky face.
And
let's all end on a winking face, right?
Okay, yeah. Fuck yeah.
So now you know who knows how to cyber. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good night.
I'm going to jack off now.
Fuck, good night.
Ew.